We're starting Chav Zayinim and Aleph. Okay, in Rosh Hashanah. So we're digressing from pulling Parsamina and Yama stuff. Okay? So, Sugya is, I guess, the psulim in a shofar, in the structure of a shofar. Okay? And the Mishnah says, I mean, we're going to be on this one line of the Mishnah for a little while here, but it says, Shofar Shenistak Vidovko Pasul. So if a shofar cracks, okay? So if a shofar is Chav Zayinim and Aleph Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah. So if a shofar cracks and you glue it, it's pasul. Okay? So it cracks and you glue it, it's pasul. And then the next case is Divik Shivrei Shofros. If you glue together pieces of shofars, pasul. It's also pasul. Okay? So if one shofar cracks and you glue it, it's pasul. And if you have many shofar pieces, you know, little pieces, and you glue them together, that's also pasul. Okay? Fine. So Rashi, shofar shenizdak v'davko, v'devek. Shekorin, glued. Okay? It's glued together. Okay, so you glue it together. That's good. Okay, pasul. Dahavile kishtei shofros. So the big problem is, a few problems. One problem is, what is the psal? Shofar cracks and you glue it together. So what's wrong? That's one question has to be answered. What's wrong with that? Okay? Fine. This is not so simple. I mean, Rashi has one pshat, Tosis has three others, and then I'm sure there's others out there. Okay? What's wrong with it? And then the second question, more subtle question on the Mishnah. Someone to pick up the other question on the Mishnah?
What's the difference between them?
Right.
Can you repeat that question?
Well, the first question is, what's the psal? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with the shofar just glued? Okay, what officially is the psal? What's wrong with it? That's what Rashi says. But he's not the only interpretation here. And the second... What's that? I mean, it seems that Rashi's on both, but it's not clear. The question is, what's the second case? What's the difference between the two cases, as Daniel says? Like, it's, for instance, it says that shofar cracks and you glue together as possible. So then, of course, I would think that if I glue together a million pieces of shofar as it's possible, I mean, if according to any pshat, anyone has to deal with that. I mean, anyone has to deal with this. And it doesn't seem to be anything that's being taught. Once you tell me that it's if one shofar cracks and you glue it, it's possible, for whatever reason. Of course, if I have a million shofars or lots and lots of pieces and I glue them together, it should be possible. So anyone, whatever pshat you're going to say, is going to have to deal with the different steps. Okay, there's the first, the havmin maskana, the first case, and then there's the second case, which is seemingly a further havmin maskana. So that's a difficulty. So any answer which is going to explain this Mishnah is going to have to first of all explain what the issue is altogether, and second of all, what the need for two cases is. Okay, it would seem you could have encompassed it in the first case, or in the second case would be obvious, or something like that. Okay? So, what is the problem, according to Rashi, is because it is like two or three shofars. Okay?
I have a question.
It would seem like Rashi is excluding, he's saying you're adding a third, an extraneous substance, which is attached, which is gluing it, and therefore it's two or three shofars. But if somehow you molded, welded, or I don't know, melted the thing together, so it became attached, heat, and you somehow stuck it together, that's not Shnayim Shel Shofros, then you're just basically reattaching it. What he's saying is like you're using an extra third, separate substance. So therefore, it's going to be Kishtei Shofros. So let's look at Tosis. Okay? Tosis, I mean, Rashi is complicated. Rashi, the Rosh deals with trying to explain Rashi, and the Miri explains Rashi, the Rosh explains Rashi. It's not so simple. Rashi's, that's all he writes. In the whole mission, I mean, there's a lot of stuff here, but Rashi is, you know, he doesn't say that much. So, but let's see Tosis. Tosis attacks Rashi and then gives his own ideas. So Tosis says, Shofar shenistak v'davko pasul, pirsha kuntres, dahavele kishtei shofros. Mashma, shevrotza lomar, shenistak v'gamri. So it sounds from Rashi that it cracked totally. Shenechal k'shtei chatichas. That is actually in two pieces. Okay? She'ima yimechubar mitzad echad. Because if it was still attached, well, she's not learning like I was saying. If it were attached still on one side, in zeshtei shofros. Okay? So he's saying is that that it sounds from Rashi that it's shtei shofros because it means the thing cracked in half. Two pieces, and then you attach the pieces together. Right? You attach the pieces together. Because if it were, if you just had, let's say, a crack on one side and you put glue on it, then he's saying it wouldn't be shtei shofros. If it would be an extraneous, it would be a different soul. Maybe that you have something which is a mafsik or something or some external or whatever. But that's not shtei shofros. Shtei shofros has to be there's two shofros. So how is it the two shofros? Because there's a crack. So he's saying it must be Rashi's learning. It means where it cracks through and through. Cracks in half. Right? Bitema. So astounding dim nechlik l'gamri, because if you're going to say it really cracked in half, hainu divik shivrei shofros, then that's the same case as the case where you glue together a million pieces. Right? Just tell me divik shivrei shofros, and already you know two, or tell me this, and I know that. I mean, there's no, it's what's the difference if it's two pieces or it's a million pieces. It should mean to be the same thing. It's time shivrei shofros. Right? Right. The whole thing has to be explained. What's shtei shofros? How is it shtei shofros? And what does that even mean, shtei shofros? Not two shofros, it's one shofar. What does it even mean, like two shofros? But he says it's like two shofars. But what does that mean? It's a good question. I mean, it's a good question. How exactly is it like two shofars? It's one shofar. Moshe is saying is it's after, I mean, after, it can't be that you can blow both of them, it would seem. But let's hold off again. I mean, although it seems you can make a case where you could blow, you know, if it goes close to the opening, maybe you could work out they could blow both of them. But let's again. These are Tosa's questions on Rashi. But I want to hold off on this. Okay? I want to hold off on Rashi because, you know, the problem with Rashi is you don't have that much to go on. He says very little. Okay? He says very little. So Tosas spells out a little bit more. So I mean, with Rashi, we could either just try to figure it out on our own, or we could look at the Rishonim who talk about him. But I'm going to hold off on doing it, not getting to Rashi, analyzing Rashi. Because Shtei Shofros also, there's a Gemara which talks about Shtei Shofros. He's not just making up this idea. He's referencing some sort of psalm. So there are other cases of Shtei Shofros. So let's hold off on Rashi. Okay, these are basically Tosas attacks Rashi, and because of that, he rejects Rashi. Okay, so therefore Tosas gives his own pshat. So we'll come back to Rashi. Okay, that's my plan. L'kach nira. Okay, so therefore Tosas says, it seems, the nistak mitzad echad l'arko al p'nei kula. Okay, so what is it? What's the case? He's saying is, it's where it cracks, and Tosas has to explain, the main problem is to explain the difference in two cases. In the case of Shivrei Shofros and instead of Shofros cracks. So he's saying is the difference, the cases of cracks is where it cracks on one side, on the side of the shofar, up in a gula. Okay, so imagine from the mouth all the way till the end, imagine a crack which goes all the way up the whole shofar. Okay? All the way to the top, to the wide part of the shofar. Okay? But it's not in two pieces, it's one piece. And it's one piece, it just has a crack along the whole length of the shofar. And then you glue it. Okay? So it's not two pieces, one piece. So what's the problem? But the reason why it's possible is because it doesn't have a shame shofar. It doesn't have a shame shofar. Okay? Why doesn't it have a shame shofar?
Because now it's like your assembly, not the original shofar.
Okay. Well, the question is, what does he mean? When does it have, doesn't have a shame shofar? Right. Does he mean before you glue it or after you glue it, it doesn't have a shame shofar? Or both? Okay. What does he mean?
Probably both.
Okay, maybe both. Yeah. At the very least, it means where it went before it's glued, right? Or no? Doesn't mean that?
At the very least, it would be
one the other. One or the other.
Okay.
Sure. It would be after he glued it, though.
Okay, let's see. But Kol Shekein Divek Shari Shofars. And certainly, if you glue together pieces of shofars, certainly, that's going to be possible. That will not have a shame shofar. When? Also, we don't know, right? Right? Kol Shekein. Ella, all right, so then now you're back to the same problem of what he solved, right? If it's Kol Shekein, then so now it is, so what do you need in two cases? Ella Zuva, Insoch Lomar Zukatani. So this is a famous thing. Zuva, Insoch Lomar Zu. The Mishnah, there's two different ways the Mishnah can be written. One is Lo Zu Af Zu, means not only this, but even this. Means the first Chiddush A, then not only Chiddush A, but even the bigger Chiddush B. That's one style. Another style is Zuva in Sarach Lomar Zu. Means this, and it goes without saying that this smaller Chiddush. Big Chiddush, and of course, goes without saying, smaller Chiddush. Okay? So that's what he's saying, is that's what it's doing here. It's doing bigger Chiddush where it's cracked along the whole side. Right? Bigger Chiddush that is no shame shofar. And Kol Shekein, of course, it goes without saying, if you glue together millions of pieces of shofar. Right? If you glue together millions of pieces of shofar. Okay.
Why can't you just give that answer for Rashi?
Yeah, so why can't you just give that answer for Rashi, right? Why can't you just give that answer for Rashi? Once you're willing to say that, why can't you just give that answer for Rashi? Mm-hmm. So what's pshat, and why can't you just give that answer for Rashi? Without just giving a svara, but what's pshat of why can't you give that answer for Rashi? Right, what's he accomplishing here? Right, it sounds like he's being unfair. And according to Rashi, I think he's saying the hainu devik shere shofros, that is identical with the case of shere shofros. If your shofar breaks in half, or if your shofar breaks in a million pieces, then it's the same soul. So what's the difference? It's the exact same thing. With two pieces or a million pieces, there's no difference between that. So it's exactly identical. So you can't just say it's telling me it breaks in two pieces, and even certainly it goes without saying it breaks in a million pieces. It's not goes without saying, they're the same exact thing. And then you can't say it goes without saying. But those are saying is that if it gets a crack all the way down the side, then it's possible. It loses the shame shofar. Okay? And it goes without saying if it breaks into a million pieces. Those aren't identical. Of course, it's true. Once you say the first case, you don't need to tell me the second case. Goes without saying. But they're not the same case. They're differentiable. Right? You could differentiate between them. You could have imagined saying that the case where it's cracked into a million pieces, that case, and you glue it together, is possible. But the case where you have it just as a crack down the side, then that would be kosher. You could have imagined saying that. And therefore, it's a different chiddush. Now, the order, fine, the order is reversed. It's zu vein sarach lomar zu. But Tosfos is claiming, according to Rashi, that the psul is because it's shtayim shofros, you could not have imagined that the case of a million pieces was possible, but the case of two pieces was kosher. Because either way, it's shtay shofros. So what's the difference? It's the exact same thing. The psul is two shofros, so then what's the difference if it's a million pieces or two pieces? It's two shofros. The idea of two shofros, because it says shofar echad amar achmana, the Gemara says. One shofar, not two shofars. Not two or three, so they're exactly the same thing. So that's what he's saying, is that according to Rashi, of course we have to get to the svaras, I'm just saying the pshat of the thing is that that's what he says, according to Rashi, hainu davishir so, it's exactly identical. It's exactly identical, you can't say zu vein sarach lomar zu. Goes without saying. It's not it goes without saying, it's the same exact thing. It is saying, you said it, same thing. But atosis is they're different cases. Saying there's no shame shofar by a shofar that's constructed of a million pieces is different than a shofar which has a crack down the side. Now it's true, once you know the first case, you know the second case, but that's what it's saying. Answer Ozu, answer Ozu, answer Ozu. Okay? But therefore, what that is, that leads us to our svara for Tosfos has to, so to speak, be in two steps. Right? And it's out of order a little bit. But the first thing it's teaching you is that if it's constructed out of a million pieces, I might think that's good, Kamash Mon, it's not. Doesn't have a shame shofar. And then secondly, if the thing is cracked along the entire side, and then I might think that's okay. If you glue that, that's okay. That also is no good. That also doesn't have a shem shofar. You know what I mean? That's what we could derive from the way Tosfos is setting it up, that they're two different cases, they're two different chidushim, and they are in steps. They're not totally separable, but there's an order in the logical progression of the steps, and the order is backwards from the way it's presented. Okay? So that's what we have to define. Right? We have to figure out what's this idea that it doesn't have the shem shofar, and what are the steps? Which what are the two different cases, which apparently are differentiable, right? Since it wouldn't make sense to say in Rashi that if you break your shofar into two pieces and then you glue it together, it's possible. Oh, and not only that, it goes without saying if you break into three pieces and you glue it together, it's possible. And it goes without saying that if you break into four pieces, it's possible. And it goes without saying that if you break into five pieces, because those are all the same exact thing. What's the difference? It goes without saying it's the same thing. The psula shneim shel shofaros. So he's saying is it's no different. The only difference is the difference of quantity is how many pieces it is. But that doesn't make any difference. That's not different. That's the same exact thing. But Tosfos' thing is not. That's because Rashi's learning that the thing breaks in half. So it breaks in half, or at least Tosfos is imputing that to Rashi. Breaks in half. So what's the difference of half or a millionth? But Tosfos is learning the first cases where it doesn't break in half. The cases where it just has a crack down the side, and the other cases where it breaks into pieces. So those are different cases. So now it's true, there may be a relationship between the two, but they're different cases. So that's why Tosfos is attacking on Rashi. Rashi is not, they're not different cases, they're the same case, it's just a matter of quantity. So quantity isn't a different chiddush, quantity is just quantity. The Gemara doesn't know what to say, the Mishnah is going the way, a new case goes without saying where it's the difference is just quantity, there's no svara to differentiate between the two. I mean, obviously, Rashi holds there is a way to differentiate the two, but that's Tosfos' question. I mean, that's when we learn Rashi, we're going to have to defend him. And presumably, there's an answer to what he's saying, but the logic of Tosfos is good, just because he can come up with an answer to defend Rashi. But I mean, within Tosfos' law argument, this is the argument. This is what's forcing him to say it must be that the thing is not breaking into two pieces. And if it's not breaking into two pieces, then he's saying the psul. Don't tell me the psul is because it's two shofars, because it's not two shofars. But Ryu Rashi is claiming it's two shofars, and it must be a broken half. If it's broken half, then it's the exact same case. So therefore, I'm not willing to say it's breaking in half, so I have to come up with a new psal. What's the problem? It's not two or three shofars. Oh, it's a different problem. It doesn't have a shem shofar. It doesn't have a shem shofar. Okay, so now our job is to explain this pshat and Tosfos. What's this idea it doesn't have the shem shofar, and what are the steps? Let's start with the first case, where it's a million pieces. Okay, breaks into a million pieces, you have little pieces and you glue them together and you make a shofar. So now Rashi's saying, the Tosfos is saying, the reason why it's possible is because it doesn't have a shem shofar. So we said, what doesn't have a shem shofar? When it's a million pieces or after you glue it together? So obviously, when it's in a million pieces, it doesn't have a shem shofar, right? That goes without saying. Okay, but why doesn't it, what's the psul after you glue it together? I mean, looks like a shofar, right? What's the problem? So presumably he's saying is no, the problem is because it doesn't have a shem shofar. Right? Why not? That's the question. Why not? Why not? Okay. Just combine the tracks. You can tell. Okay, so Siona recollects. Okay? Sorry. What is recollection? Okay, so Siona recollects Svara. Fact, Svara. That the idea of shofar is like a natural entity, right? It's not a trumpet, which is created by man, but a shofar, so to speak, is found in nature, and man simply has to process it, right? You don't really create the shofar. It's true, you have to remove the whatever, the soft parts, and pull it off the head and all that, but essentially, a shofar is made by nature, and man is simply designates it, harnesses it, prepares it to function. But it's not a manufactured entity. It's not something that man creates. That's part of what a shofar is. It's a horn. It's a horn. It's not a thing which man creates, takes shofar material and builds a shofar. You don't build a shofar. You harness a shofar. Utilize a shofar which exists. You make it, you process a shofar. So the saying is that once it breaks into a million pieces, so now you need an asiyah, There's no asiyah of a shofar. No creation of a shofar. Then you'd be building a shofar out of shofar material. And the maker of the shofar is man. Right? But that's not a shofar. The shofar is, it's not just a musical instrument made out of a certain material, but it's a natural, it's an animal's horn, which is a, which you utilize, you designate, set aside, you know, process to be an instrument. Right? So therefore, once it's broken up, you can't do it, then there's going to be an asiyah. But that's not what a shofar is. Right? So maybe this is Rabbi Sinman's svar, I'm not sure exactly, but something like that. Or mine.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
I haven't heard
Hey, so that's the first case or the second case? Or this is confusing. But that's the case. Does that explain? So what would you say if the shofar cracks along the side? Cracks along the side, and then you glue it together. Doesn't crack in half, cracks along the side, entire way.
One entire full length
of, yeah, it's the full length of the shofar.
Well, if you put glue in it, for sure it's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah. Well, actually, never mind.
It's no longer in the original state.
Okay, well, so, yeah,
you
that's
think it still works
perhaps.
With the crack?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. Well, so our job now is to define the Avinu Haskana. I mean, it kind of, you could kind of wonder, right? It's not clear cut which way, what's going to happen now. If it's a million pieces, then definitely when you glue it together, you're creating a shofar. Right, then that's definitely possible, because the shofar can't be built by a man. But now, if there's a crack along the side, so now what happens? Right? Now what happens? Do you say that that's the same problem, or is it not the same problem? So, Daniel, that's a good question. Does it still produce the sound? Right? Does it still work? It totally makes a point that
it's
cracked the entire length.
If it's still
so I'm assuming that is that we're not talking about a hairline crack. That is basically unnoticeable, or I mean, you could see some sort of a thing that it go, but it basically functions exactly the same. Assuming it means a crack, which is substantial, like not as substantial like Rashi, where Rashi thing cracks in half, but it cracks on one side. Now, if you have a crack which goes the entire length of the shofar on one side, it's not going to blow anymore because it's not a tight, it's not closed, it's not a closed instrument. The way these instruments work is that they're closed. It's entirely open. Then it's not going to work. And it's just like it would be like drinking with a straw that was cracked in half, had a crack on one side. It's just not going to suck up air. It's not going to suck anything up. So say it's not going to blow. It's not going to blow if it's not the entire length. Let's say it's on the far side of the thing. So then, as long as you have a little bit, so then it'll still be able to blow. Because on that little bit where it's there by the mouthpiece, let's say, so you'll be able to blow. It may not carry the sound that well, and the sound is going to be a little bit inferior and compromised, or whatever. But it's still at least going to be able to produce the sound. But once the thing is totally open, so then I'm learning the fact that then it can't produce sound anymore. Okay, that's your learning the fact also, right? Okay, so now we have to define. So now I would think that if you dig that and then you glue it together, it's okay. Kamash Malan, no, it's not good. Maybe like this, is that see a shofar is an interesting thing. It's a musical instrument, but it's a horn. A ram's horn. Okay? The body part, so to speak. Okay. Right? It's like some sort of a dual entity, right? So do you say that a shofar really is just a horn, just a body part, and the mitzvah is take this body part and blow with it, use it to blow, and use it to make music, and that's the mitzvah. Okay, but the identity is really as a horn, as an animal, part of an animal. Or do you say no? Is the identity of a shofar is a musical instrument from a body? But like part of the shame of the identity of the shofar is that it's a musical instrument. Okay? Okay, or again, what do you say? No, a shofar is a horn. It's a ram's horn. Now, it's true, the mitzvah is to use it. It functions for music. It could function for music, and the mitzvah is to use it in that capacity. But the identity is merely as a part of as a horn or a ram's horn. Again, or do you say, no, that part of its identity is as an instrument? The difference between those two is going to be, is let's say you get a cut in the thing, an entire length of the entire length, such that it can no longer function as a musical instrument. Okay? But the basic shape of the thing is still intact. Okay, the basic shape of the thing is still intact. It's still one piece, it still has the same basic shape. So if you say the identity of the thing is a ram's horn, so it's still a ram's horn. Who cares that it has a little crack along the entire length? Now, what's the difference? It's still a ram's horn. Now, what difference does that little crack make in terms of being a ram's horn? Okay, so it has a crack in it. Okay, it's a crack, so it doesn't take it away from being a ram's horn. Maybe it's not a perfect ram's horn, but it's a ram's horn. But if you say part of the identity of shofar is a musical instrument, so then the second it has a crack along the entire thing, it's no longer a shofar. Because it's not a musical instrument. Right? It's not a musical instrument. Once it has a crack the entire way, it can't play music. It's not an instrument. So it's not a shofar anymore. It's a horn, a ram's horn, but that's not a shofar. It's part of the shame of a shofar. It's a sort of the natural musical instrument. Right? So if you say the first way, that's a hot man. That basically a shofar is a ram's horn. If you break it into a million pieces, it's not a ram's horn anymore. And even if you recreate it, that's not a ram's horn. That's just a recreated thing, a man-made object out of ram horn pieces. Right? But if the thing gets a crack along the whole thing, so at that moment that it has the crack, it's still a ram's horn, it's still a shofar. Now it's true practically I can't blow with it now, but then when I put the glue on it, I will be able to blow with it. Now, would you say that there was an asiya that man made the shofar? I'd say no, because it already was a shofar. It already was a shofar, and it never ceased to be a shofar. Now, all that ceased was its ability to blow with it. But now I fixed that ability. But that's not an asiya, that's just allowing the shofar, which already exists, to function for the mitzvah. It's not an asiya of the chatzah. The chatzah already existed. It was already a horn the whole time. It was already ram's horn the whole time. But if you say part of the very identity of what a shofar is a musical instrument, conceptually it's a type of musical instrument, a naturally existing musical instrument, right? So then once the moment it becomes the cut down the whole thing, it's not a shofar. So now when you glue it, you're creating the same shofar. It's an asiya, it's an adam, where man is a man-made shofar. Oh, well, that's possible, because you can't have man making a shofar. Man, a shofar has to be a natural thing. Okay, so the question is, does it lose its shame shofar when it has a crack down the middle? Definitely if it's a million pieces, it loses its shame shofar. That's not a shofar. But what about when it has a crack down the entire thing? That's what it's teaching you, ain't shame shofar Allah. That if it has a shofar with a crack down the entire thing and can't blow, that's not a shofar. Why? Because blowing is part of the identity of shofar. Why? Because shofar is a type of an instrument. It's a horn instrument, but it's a type of an instrument. Right, but the havmina would have been that the blowing, the musical property of the thing is a function of the thing, but it's not the identity. The identity of the thing is a body part. It's a body part, and the mitzvah says take this body part and use it to do a mitzvah of blowing. But the identity isn't compromised just because it has a crack. So if that's the case, so now I'm not doing an asiyah of the thing, so this is where it's not a psalm. It's never had a psalm. Let's say like this, that if it's a body part, then I'd say what makes it lose its identity as body part is when it loses the form of that body part. So I'd say if it breaks into a million pieces, that's not a body part. But if it has the same basic if it breaks in half, then I'd say it's not the body part anymore. Then you are basically, that's why he's like Rashi's case. If it's in two pieces, so then it's a different shape, and now it's supposed to be like a hollow thing, and now it's like an open thing. It's a totally different shape. But if basically, if you have one thin crack along the entire thing, but it didn't break in half, the basic shape of the thing is still there. Now it's true, if you look at it closely, you'll see that there's a crack taken out of the whole thing. You know, there's a small crack along the whole thing. But that doesn't, the shape of the thing, the basic form of the object is the same. I mean, it, of course, depends how precise you want to define the form of the thing, but I don't see why a crack open a gulo, a thin crack open a gulo, would undermine the identity of the shape of the body part. Right? If you took a finger, or took some, I don't know, take a bone, and you have a crack along the whole thing, I mean, the finger isn't really, it has to be like a hollow thing here, but I don't see why it should lose the identity, you know, the identity of the thing, unless it's function. If you define it as a functional object, then it's a, yeah, once the function is gone, then it's gone. If you define it as a certain, the body doesn't really have a functional, it's just a shape, it's basically the shape of the thing. So now the base of it still has the same shape, so I say it's still a shofar. Right, it's still a horn. But if you saw that in a museum, say, oh, that's a horn. You wouldn't say it used to be a horn, you'd say it's a horn. But it is an instrument, you'd say it's not an instrument anymore, it can't play, so it lacks its identity as an instrument. The chakira is a very good idea, because the whole starting point here is that we're saying shofar, this whole idea of a natural entity or whatever, Tosa's whole point is that it's not just a trumpet, it's not just a musical instrument, but it's a natural thing. Right, so now this is within that idea, there's a chiluk. Is it an instrument, but it's a certain kind of an instrument? But that's already a step removed. You could have said it really is just a body part. It's a horn. And the mitzvah is to use the horn for a mitzvah, but it doesn't mean the identity is a horn. The identity is it doesn't mean the identity is a musical instrument. You say the identity is as a ram's horn. That's what it is. What's a shofar? A ram's horn. Or you could, I mean, there's different ways. I don't know. I mean, I can hear you not accepting it, but I don't see why it can't be a hamea. Basic first starting, going back. I mean, the basic you're saying is that there's a difference between the processing of the horn, just cutting it off and cleaning it out, versus building it from pieces.
Right.
And there's one case, it's like homemade, it's like it's waiting to be that way, and you're just cleaning out the membrane, and you're cutting it off. That's all just, so to speak, processing that which is already, you know, as opposed to creating the thing, building it from scratch. That's a different idea. It's processing the thing.
But if you are processing.
There's a process and asiya. I'd say an asiya, processing isn't an asiya. Asiya means where you're creating the entity. Here it's like the entity exists, it can't function unless you remove certain, like, take it off the animal, you have to remove the soft parts, so that's really, it's not making it, it's allowing the thing to function.
Let's
think about it a little more. The next thing is Tosas asks a different shot, that he says the reason why it's possible is because it's going to fall apart. The reason why it's possible the cracker is going to fall apart. Eventually it's going to fall apart. And he says it's more eventually going to fall apart when it has one crack along the side than when it's comprised of a lot of pieces. Okay, you can try to figure out the physics of it, but he's working it out that the order is correct. First tell you shofar which is cracked and you glue is possible. Why? Because it's going to fall apart. Oh, but I'd say that if it's made of a lot of pieces and you glue them together, then it's stronger and then it won't fall apart that much. Still fall apart, not that much. And that, I'd say, is kosher, so you know that's also possible. So, you have to figure out, what's this whole soul of will fall apart? What's the physics of the thing of why it, And what's the steps here in the Avin Oskar? The more will last longer? It sounds like a very quantitative thing. So that's what we got to work out for.
How